parents, can you hear me?
Welcome to the Grateful Shows podcast, exploring the world of Grateful Dead live shows through history, philosophy, fiction, and poetic meditations. I'm your guide, host, and author, J.Y. Pod, asking you to join me as we take a step back. It's set 2 at the Philadelphia Spectrum in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Monday, March 24th, 1986. Once again, thank you so much for choosing to spend time with us here at the Grateful Shows podcast. Shall we go? Grateful Shows Tour Book 2, Show Number 5, a meditation on the Philadelphia Spectrum in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Monday, March 24th, 1986, The Last Sailor. Set 2, Mississippi Half Step. Having appeased the crowd with that box, the band does what thou wilt with a first set flavored half step. And do they pull it off? Of course they do. The current momentum gives them complete freedom to pursue any path they desire. The half step has us up and at them, maybe a bit too much. Bobby implores us to keep her clothes on out there. Only at a Grateful Dead show. And let the record show that while we are pro-nudity, there is a time and place for everything. We did say a Grateful Dead show is a party, and it wouldn't be a party without some exposed skin. Speaking of exposed, this particular version of Half Step has stayed a personal favorite of ours over the years. No explanation, no reasoning. You cherish your favorite lesser-known song versions, treating them like trophies from your glory days, dusting them off from time to time just to admire them. There's no shame in that. You know you have yours. Everyone does. Is it the 12-5-79 version of Cold Rain and Snow when Jerry just switches it on? It's okay. You can tell us. We won't judge. Jerry's solo launches us into the stratosphere, across the lazy river, where, presumably, cooler heads prevail. As children, we delighted in blowing bubbles across freshly mowed lawns on summer days as lazy as the river referenced in this song. Garcia's guitar notes scatter into the air of a shared past, floating across suburban lawns like gray-haired dandelions. Phil is in good vocal form. He's still feeling it from that electric box of rain. This is a good time. No shame in that. Now, imagine a Franklin's Tower out of this. No chance. It winds down, eventually leaving us with Bobby and his take on the intelligence levels of the fairer sex. Women are smarter. Bob denies any connection to the theory of male intellectual superiority, claiming it is the responsibility of, quote, the people, whoever they may be. Sounds good to us. We'll clap to that, dance and smile, feeling generally good about ourselves because you know what? That's what this tune is good for. So be like Bob. Forget the battle of the sexes and share a smile. You never know. You might get lucky. Besides, this is hardly a referendum on women's empowerment. It is merely the second song in the second set of the second show here at the Spectrum, where we came to find joy, not to debate gender and intellect. People are smart or dumb, period. Hopefully, your path aligns with those closer to your own sensibilities. But since that is difficult, even in the best of circumstances, remember to stay flexible, keep an open mind, and understand that diversity is the key to our species. The value of this disparate parts working together allows our lovely society to function, fostering innovation, empathy, and resilience among individuals from different backgrounds and experiences. To deny that is to deny the very worth of humankind. Oh dear. This discussion has taken a slight turn into societal discourse. Let's just cut that out right now and continue clapping along with the beat like any good deadhead should. Thinking too deeply has been known to kill a set and a conversation. But it looks like we may have been outed. Time to go undercover. No, ma'am, it wasn't us. We were too busy having fun to hang around with those brooding intellectuals hung up on perfect sentences and big words. If we could, we'd take a hammer to that last paragraph and smash it to pieces. It ain't what the dead is about at all. Bob and Brent give it their all, raising the octaves into falsetto. We respond in kind. This is high-spirited, entertaining, and entirely legal. And no highbrow ethics lesson is going to change that. Just deal with it. That's right. High time. Oh yeah. Exactly what the doctor ordered. A postcoital high time. Warming vibes soothe and smoke us until our ashes fall harmlessly to the floor. Unexpected and beautiful, the high time knocks on our door and enters without a word. She deposits her jacket on an armchair, removes her shoes, and outstretches her arms for a much-needed hug. We oblige. The weather is gray, the aftermath of an emotional time she'd rather not discuss. But as her friend, you understand this. This is the relationship you two have shared for years, with you as the one to provide comfort in times of joy or sorrow. But this high time feels different. Her hug grips you with an irregular urgency. Her breath is hot on your neck. You can still smell the rain in her hair, the scent of despair. She won't tell you her situation, but she signals that tonight, of all nights, a kiss is permissible. You do as instructed and melt a 3-year barrier. Jerry's words play in your head as you lie down together for the first time. Tomorrow come trouble. Tomorrow come pain. Your brain rejects them. You are doing nothing wrong. In fact, the cosmos may be indicating you are finally acting appropriately. She has never looked this way before, and you do your best to memorize each feature on her face, from her slightly reddened cheek, swollen with emotion, to her eyes, which bear your own reflection. A kiss is inevitable, but it isn't the kiss that will linger in your memory. It is this moment of vulnerability, a moment you know will never be recaptured. The overwhelming beauty of each shared breath loosens the doubt of imagined tragedy, a transcendent moment. Frustrations forgotten, stress, and the hassles of ordinary life spiral towards the rafters like a wisp of smoke. We share this moment of serene yet intense beauty. Very few times in our lives does one experience the air as fragile as the thinnest glass figurine, ready to shatter if mishandled even for the briefest moment. Behold our collective breath, contract and wait, hoping it is still there when we exhale. It is. This is the life we have chosen, the decision to live inside this fantasy snow globe world where nothing is certain, a decision everyone present has made. The impact is significant. We will leave behind some of our closest loved ones to stay here together. Now we are safe. She told us this as we lay there, with the sheer white curtains as our only witness. On stage, the band concurs. Garcia wraps us tighter around his finger and slows it down, setting the stage for Bobby and the legend of the Lost Sailor. Lost Sailor. Savor it, folks, because after 144 journeys and a barely visible tear in his eye, this lost sailor is about to embark on his final voyage. No more Cook, Vespucci, Columbus, Magellan, Popeye, or Sinbad to conjure on stage. What a shame. But one would not say that in 1980 or 1981, when it cracked the top 5 most played songs of the year, including drums. So go ahead, give it your best shot, people. Here it comes. Where's the Dark Star? Cheer lustily for the misheard lyric that resonates so much better than Dog Star, unless you are a seaman or Keanu Reeves. But we digress. With last night, the set has gone introspective. Tonight, we sail the seas of uncertainty and indecision. Captain Weir, surrounded by his ancient maps, scrolls, and instruments of dubious effectiveness, begins his lecture on the discourse of freedom from deep within his Libra cabin. He is our captain, the man we would follow at any pace, for any price. Yes, Jerry is the big ticket item, but for a certain segment of the Deadhead diaspora, this is our anthem, our identity. A home is built on the foundation of the familiar, and no one builds a house quite like Bobby. So you gentlemen of a certain cut, gather one and all. It is time to lay down flowers, trinkets, and expressions of thanks, and pay tribute to your master, the one who has propelled you towards so many adventures, unimaginable lands, and incomprehensible life events. But no matter how far the journey, you know all ships must eventually return to port. And on this night, March 24th, 1986, harbor lights will guide you home for the final time. The shoreline's begging. Bittersweet as it may be, surrender the floor to Bob Weir one last time. Take it away, Bob. Everyone pays for being free. Pay every day for being free. Then we can get into a short discourse about the nature of freedom. 2 kinds of freedom. Freedom from and freedom to be. First kind of freedom is where you want to go now. What do you want to do now? Freedom to be is the other kind of freedom. And that's freedom from now. You can be portless. You may be just dreaming. You may be just drifting. Drifting and dreaming. You're just drifting and dreaming. You can go ahead and engrave it on our headstone. The man who wrote the book will be studied for years to come for this definitive discourse on the meaning of freedom. It is out in the open now. The secret journey of the self, the paradox of freedom, the unattainable rare air, all of it tied with a bow, culminate in a final statement. Bob has decided the search is over. He no longer needs to bear his insecurities on stage. The answer has been found. It is time to take this song, place it inside an African teak box, wrap it in the finest oriental silk, and place it high on a shelf in a temperature-controlled, hermetically sealed glass case so that future generations may gaze upon it as we do tonight. A tremendous effort, and it is gone, never to return. We weep. Sane of circumstance. Just like a Swiss watch. This must be heaven. Hell yes, it is. If that was indeed the final version, it was given a proper funeral. The saint remains. He remains in the shadows, maneuvering his guitar-wielding puppet with precise movements to delight the audience. Concurrently, our train arrives on time at heaven, the last station on the line, where satisfied we are basked in the light of a job well done. He throttles the saint as the rest of the band plays along, leaving no doubt who owns this song, the band, and the spectrum right now. All the light points to a single figure on stage. Never one to shy from the moment, Bob basks in all that is wonderful and great in this wretched world of ours. He reassures us with the knowledge that as long as he can walk, he sure as hell can dance, a fighter to the bitter end, a man we aspire to be. And don't let the age thing get you down. Hope remains as long as you possess even a small ember of warmth in your hand. It can still burn brightly, becoming the guiding light toward happiness. Feel free to raise a friendship band wrist if you still don't know, no. It isn't that complicated. Live, love, and get the fuck out. The sailor has earned his rest, but the saint has many battles left to fight, as do we. Oh yeah? Prove it then. Pick a mountain of water, spin, and drop right into a heaving tube to emerge unscathed on the other mountain's other side now. You're allowed to pump those fists. There is knowledge in a solo like that. Now it's just a matter of channeling that potential in a positive, beneficial way. Sadly, no roadmaps exist. Our path must be forged alone. The last sailor saint is about to sink beneath a technicolor sunset where tropical drinks are on the house. And thank you, Mr. Just Exactly Perfect, for having the foresight to hit us with a mouth-watering just exactly what the fuck you gonna do now. It is the final kick in the ass, and we couldn't have said it any better ourselves. Yes, we will. Yes, we can. Yes, we are. Power, rock, pop. Give him hell, Bobby. We will follow you all the way into the drums. What a killer pre-drum segment. We love you, man. Drums. After a performance like that, drums is the only reasonable segue. Everyone needs a break, except the drummers. They have a job to do. A bit of cleaning and mental flossing. Some of us remember what just transpired, while others flip through notebooks, barely comprehending what they just saw, busy deciphering their own random scribblings that appeared as words in the heat of the moment. Some don't care. Some dance, and some spin metal discs on the floor, train a flashlight on them and watch them levitate. Some drink water. Some spill beer. Some can't believe they'll have to drive home at some point tonight. Some wonder if they'll be able to return to their seats in time if they use the restroom. Some will make the run, bring back refreshments for those around them, and be hailed as heroes. Some wish they were over there, and some can't think about being anywhere else they'd rather be than right here. Some notes hit hard, some hit harder. Some hit the right spot, and others finally break through patterns that include the word some. The five-song pre-drums segment featured a variety of music sure to please everyone at least once. On paper, it didn't look like much, but believing in set lists is a fool's errand. Now we hit the abstract area of the drum segment, a chance for incomprehensible depth, a chance for redemption, and a chance to get ready for the back end of a show that has just worked its way into top 10 of the year. Given that this is only the 10th show of the year, we wouldn't call it a particularly noteworthy accomplishment. Y'all can come back in December and reconsider. We're too busy riding the beast. Space. A slick transition into space that will leave many tapers scratching their heads about the exact drum's timing. The drummers played it nondescriptly, passing the baton when we weren't watching. But alas, here we are. Space has begun. Rumors of what comes next are already spreading, and Jerry is in tune. Some grotesque images, a dungeon, shackles, a bony hand still dangling in the chamber's corner. The world of the conquerors wasn't as straightforward as Mrs. Clemens' history class taught us. We thought they just showed up, took the land, made them learn Spanish, got silver, gold, or whatever, and that was it. History has perfected the art of leaving out cruelty, the annihilation of a culture, and killing in the name of peace, a theme unabated for centuries. Will it ever end? That's a theme for another time and place. A bit too heavy to handle right now, even when a voice inside us says that right now is the proper time to face this reality. Ignore it. We swear this is going into eyes of the world. Our neighbor says wheel. The guy next to her mumbles Saint Stephen. But there's one at every show, one in every row, or at least every other row. We don't have the energy or the mental composure to speak to anyone outside our sphere of influence. Morning dew. It is the dew. A genuine holy shit moment is met with stunned deference. Crystals and young children are held aloft so they may receive blessings. Not a one and done, not a one and done, screams a goony fish in the darkness. Sorry, Charlie, when the dew is on, time becomes irrelevant. For the next 10 minutes of your life, you have to play along with whatever agenda Garcia has in mind. Jerry loves doing the do here in Philly. He knows the response to Philly do is as intense as the city itself. So why not put in as much effort as he does, play along, and see how far you get? You have a real chance to score big. Any journey begins with a single step, but you must take it. The saint fought battles so that you may prosper. This show's lesson applies to you, us, and Garcia, whose gravelly voice echoes as he walks on the precipice of a dangerous life that threatens to topple him. Remember, when things get difficult, follow Phil. For the past 20 years, he has served as a leader for the lost and those who are still trying to find their way. We affix headlamps to our helmets and follow the leader into the unexplored cave. It isn't long before, mouths agape, we walk into the first solo, where we are confronted with a recent memory of extreme heartbreak, the moment our lover left us for good. While lying in bed alone for the first time in 14 months, we challenged the darkness to conjure its worst nightmare. Bring it on, we dared. Yet, of all the nights, that night we were blessed with the most beautiful visions, new friends, and a way out of the darkness. It was a moment of perfection. As the dream faded, a second, more disturbing thought entered our minds. The descent into reality, the most terrifying nightmare of all. It was then that we realized that the worst nightmare is a perfect dream followed by a startling reality. We hope not to suffer the same fate when this morning dew ends. Garcia has invited us into a world where the dream is indeed perfect. Once again, the metronomic hand clapping sets the pace, punctuated by a smattering of whoops and hollers. There is an intense silence on stage that has captured the entire crowd. As we gaze too closely at our heroes, we realize we have fallen into the second jam. This time, there is no way out. It is not the perfect dream we imagined. Jerry is ready to let it loose. He is about to bare his soul. We are about to find ours. And of course, the spectrum is about to have what we might describe as a moment. We are helpless. We are children. We are at the mercy of forces we will never understand. The solo builds, climaxes, swoops down from the top of the building, and scoops us up. We are invincible. Whoosh. Brent, thunder, Phil, drums ahoy. Garcia's guitar is a cheer of victory. It is a fantasy of sound, light, and insanity. Yes, we win. That is it. That is all it can ever be. It is all that can be, all we ever wanted, and more. Weir takes one for the team, and the set is over. A single, solitary tune out of space. It takes a lot of balls to do that and still have the crowd on your side. But do you really think a throw in Stones Not Fade Away would have made this set any better? No, and neither did they. Prolonging the inevitable would have been in poor form. Tonight, the Grateful Dead showed why they are better than that. A magnificent performance that can teach us a lot about the parsing of time. Encore. Midnight hour. Encore time and midnight hour is filled with enough spunk to keep us happy. Very proud of how these guys handle their audience's fragile minds. Not a letdown at all. And there's still tomorrow. This is not a throwaway, nor an excuse to make a beeline for the parking lot and set up our wares. The Dead host a mini party in the encore slot. Their understanding of the value of time and space continues to intrigue us. How can they get away with this? A flood of memories of New Year's past and more to come rolls by. We're going to wait till the midnight hour. Imagine if every day were such a celebration. It's a happy new year in March, and don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Every day is a celebration of life. Every day is a day we choose to stay. That's got to be worth something. So why not have a party? And it's someone's birthday out there, so let's celebrate them as well. Bob is the master of ceremonies for a rockin' New Year's Eve. He even has the gumption to throw in a mini break of Love Light or a good lovin'. He knows about loneliness and the darkness of night. We do too, and so do they. Bobby encourages us to turn to our neighbor and say, "How do you do?" A friend of his once said something about that. The call and response from the audience is something to behold. We give it everything we have, aiming for Richmond 85 glorious status, but not quite getting there. That's okay. We did our best. A solid performance that has us reaching for our party hats, then wondering what we're going to do for the next 12 hours. There's another show tomorrow. End of show. Hope you had a good one. Thank you so much for choosing to spend time with us here at the Grateful Shows podcast. And we'd love to hear from you. Feel free to drop us a line anytime. See you next show on Grateful Shows. If this reading of Grateful Shows has given you something to sit with, I'd be glad to have you along for the rest of the ride. You can listen on whatever platform suits you best. The link is in the show notes. And if you'd like to go deeper, the written work behind these readings will be available as a complete tour book upon finishing the tour. Again, the link is below. A short note on Podchaser would mean a great deal at this early stage of the show's life. And if you'd like to receive occasional communication about the writing and what's coming next, the newsletter sign-up is in the show notes too. Thank you so much for listening.